Blog Talk Radio.
Take a trip into my garden, I've got so much to show ya. The fountains and the waters are begging just to know ya. And it's true, baby, I've been saving this for you, baby. I guess it's something like a funfair, put gas into the motor, and boy, I'll meet you right there. We'll ride the roller coaster, cause it's true, baby, I've been saving this. Second, baby, slow down. You should know I, you should know I'm.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry bringing you to the edge of your seat, seductive and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me as always is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our Central Poetry Night. If you find it's not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And when you get a chance, make sure to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. I am doing absolutely wonderful. And looking forward to tonight's show. We've got carryovers from the chemistry topic that we had a couple weeks ago. And this night's topic is spring. And let's talk a little bit about that. So that the idea for this topic, the idea of spring, and we have quotes that have to do with spring, and we have some art by the artist of Josephine Wall, absolutely gorgeous surreal type stuff that has a lot of, you know, flowers and nature type imagery that really applied well to the topic. But this started because you had sent me a quote that I thought was absolutely lovely. Did you want to read that quote?
Yeah, I have the quote here. It's this quote is called Spring by Michael Faudet, and she wore the scent of early spring on her delicate neck, and every kiss I stole tasted of bright yellow flowers and buzzing bees. That was the quote.
That was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, I really liked that, and I really liked the idea of doing a show, on a central show on the idea of spring as a topic for sensuality. And the thing is, it's a season that to me is filled with so much hope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think hope is part of love. So,
It is, you know, a very sensual season, and you found an amazing, amazing artist. I mean, she's just beautiful art.
Yeah, and I've seen her art before, and so, you know, I thought when I ran across it, you know, that would be perfect. You know, there is a nice sensuality to her art within the nature imagery. So, yeah, absolutely. And, all right. Well, we're going to see if we have any guests to bring on and then get this show started. So, Jean, who do we got?
You do. First off, you have Gray Eyes Smith. Hello, Gray.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Gray.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Gray.
And last but not least, you have Diane D. Hi, Diane.
Hey,
hi,
Diane.
Hello. Great to see y'all.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you both here. And how are you doing, Gray?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And how about you, Diane? How are you doing?
Oh, it's the hockey playoffs. Pam, I couldn't be better.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here. And all right, Naomi, let's go ahead and get the show started.
Yeah, so if I can ask you, Gray, I went and copied something else. If you could do us the great honor, this is a big thing I'm asking. Just wait a second. I'm going to get it here.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah. Could you, Gray, read for our friend Eric Svensson? Because usually he has a SoundCloud, but tonight he doesn't have one. So, so I'm just going to post that in the room there, Gray. And whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is called Winged Equerries by Eric Svensson. Oh, flutter, fly, invisible butterflies, mighty snake charmers, amass, flute senses, awake, inert slumber, alerts, dormant energy, magical, mystical maelstrom of pheromones, flutter, fly, of Cupid's nifty arrows, mask and musk, midsummer's night dream, Bergen mask dance, men circle forward, women backward until the melody changes, Testosterone drones, smitten by estrogen equerries, butterfly of Cupid's nifty butterfly arrows, magical, mystical maelstrom of attraction. Science may name it, but we claim it, smitten by love. Senses panhandle puddle. Mathematicians, morticians, and mechanics become maestros. Delilah, dynamo, coy Cleopatra, enigmatic Elizabeth Taylor, and quiet queen of Sheba. Precise perfumery of my lady hawk. Sentences quicken. Body language fire dances. Heroic tiptoe dash across hot coals. Sun may not smite by day, nor moon by night. Not until those invisible butterflies flutterfly. Become Dame Shirley Bassey's rhythm divine. From Warsaw to Rome, I wait out of time. With you in my heart, the rhythm divine. While white-beaked eagle waves crash, collapsed in ecstasy. Precise perfumery of my lady hawk and foam.
Bravo, Ray. What a wonderful read.
Yeah, bravo indeed. You know, it was amazing. Oh, yeah, it's true. Pam, I'm back and keeping it brief here. Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that was a really long poem for keeping it brief. But I totally get it. No problem. All right. So, Naomi, let's go ahead and start with your thoughts on this poem.
Yeah, I thought this was just beautifully written, you know, throughout, like Erik Svensson can always write them. I just love the reference to the perfume in this, you know, precise perfumery of my lady hawk. Senses quicken, body language fire dances, heroic tiptoe dash across hot coals. Sun may not smite by day nor moon by night, not until those invisible butterflies flutter fly. I just love, you know, the way that stanza just flows there. You know, just a beautiful ride all through.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And just so everyone knows, the first three poems for this night are carryovers from the chemistry show that we had. And I really liked this one. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And Diane, your thoughts?
Oh, it is beautiful. It's like the alliteration in oh, flutterfly and nifty butterfly arrows, flutterfly, like just the, it's like Naomi said, the way that rolls off your tongue is just like, it's sensual just the way to say it. But the writing is just phenomenal. Erik's words, and I'm thinking, you know, Erik always does a SoundCloud. This is going to be a tough one. Gray, you nailed it. You read that so beautifully. You nailed that. It was a great read. I'm so glad to be here for this one. This was a great write.
Absolutely. It really is. Well said there, Diane. And Gray, I do have to agree. You did nail that writing or that reading. What are your thoughts on this poem?
You know, he uses artistic imagery and language throughout his poem, painting a beautiful picture with his words. So I thought it was just wonderful.
Absolutely. It really is. And you're right. It's very it's artistic language. What's interesting to me about this, right, is it could have fit with any topic, you know, with the mention of the butterflies flitting around and you move the movement of the butterflies to the flowers. It could have easily fit with spring. And, you know, but with the mention of dancing and, you know, the kind of, I know mating ritual isn't the right word for humans, but let's face it, we have kind of mating rituals of our own. you know, for throughout centuries, dancing has been one of them. And, you know, I'm sure there's a more proper term, but I can't think of what it is. But, and the mention of the pheromones and the mention of the hormones, the estrogen and the testosterone, which is really actually like all things are a chemical makeup. And yet these chemicals make something that's truly beautiful, which is seduction. You know, so I just thought it was a wonderful write all the way through and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I'm going to have Diane read her own write that she wrote for the show Chemistry. So I have it up, Diane. So whenever you're ready, my dear. Hello, Diane.
Oh, sorry, I'm muted. I'm back. Naomi, I was saying that I looked at the rates before I called in and saw mine was up there, and I thought to myself, okay, that's how they get you. If you don't put in a SoundCloud, they get you to read it on the air. So I'm thinking, I don't know if I can call in tonight, but hey. You know what? If I can call in and sing on the show, I can call in and read.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's called Discovery. She slipped her wet tongue curling underneath my own. Her silken body was willing, her exploring mind teasing. As our naked limbs entangled, I traveled up the nape of her milk neck to her licorice lips, where I bit and pulled gently. Hot moans teased the lipstick off of my probing plump lips, while my fingers aroused the hairline of her bosomy spine. She pressed hard into my arms, pushing her hips into my heat. She wanted me to swallow her, like a female spider of its mate. We drank of each other's purity and came into our womanhood. We ravished the other's limit and ran naked through the other's mind. End poem.
Bravo, Diane. That is absolutely an amazing read and write. I like how you make this all about the exploration, the discovery, and discovering what pleases each other. I was particularly taken in with, she wants me to swallow her like a female spider taking in its prey. And just the how the touching comes across is so delicate at first, and then it becomes a complete consuming of each other. So just absolutely a stunning sensual rite and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
And absolutely. And Gray, your thoughts?
You did a beautiful read on it, Diane. And, you know, the poem is passionate, seductive. It's intriguing, filled with incredible imagery. So I just thought it was a fantastic poem.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great comment. And Naomi, share your thoughts with us and then bring us on to the next poem.
Yes, well, I thought this was just sublime, Diane. You know, there's so it's so sensual, and you know, and so hot. I just love this, right? We ravaged the other's limit and ran naked through the other's mind. I just love how you finished off this rite, you know. But, you know, there's so much imagery in this. You're just there, you know. You're like, you're doing, you're kind of like voyeurism. You know, you're just there with them, these two lovers here. And, you know, just a splendid rite all through. Just amazing. And just a stunning write. And yeah, for our next poem, I'm going to put up the link here, and I'll give this one a read. It is by Elex Atter, Impossible, Chemistry, My Acid, and Your Flames, Throwing Sparks into a Violet Sky, Reactions on an Elemental Level. As your skin brushes mine, fingers intermingled, electricity dancing across our shared surfaces, spiraling into a broken, embracing our modern witchcraft, barely understood chemical emotions, science of the world, setting fire to the bones of our shared impossible. Night, end poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And that is just a beautiful, dark, sensual write by Ilex. I really appreciate that one. And Diane, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm still reading that last stanza, setting fire to the bones of our shared impossible night. Oh, that is so powerful. And the imagery in this, it just like it is dark, but it's got that sensuality, that mysterious sensuality, and just beautifully written, well worded, very, very well done.
Absolutely. And mysterious sensuality is a perfect phrase to describe that poem. So well said there. And Gray, your thoughts?
You did a wonderful job reading it, Naomi. But, you know, the poem is, you can feel the chemistry coming off it, the electricity dancing off the page as you read the poem. And, you know, it's powerful enough to have that effect on me. So it's a beautiful poem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there. And Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I thought that just amazing, you know, the way the poet here brought chemistry into the right. And, you know, that last stanza that Diane read was really struck me, too. I really thought that was just amazing. Just an amazing, amazing write here to the prompt of chemistry. So I enjoyed it so much. Thank you, Elex Atter, for posting this in my contest. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really liked how they used a lot of phrasing and imagery that was very much related to chemistry and to chemical reactions, and didn't stick with like the quiet reaction, like the very intense reactions, the kind of exploding of the body. There's a real strong sense of passion within this rite of need and desire for each other. So just an excellent rite and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have one for you to read, Pam, by Darkened Ores. Spring has sprung.
All right. Let me make sure I get the right one here. Here we go. All right. Spring has sprung by Darkened Ores. Spring has sprung, and as she walks, there's a small spring in her step. She's all caught up in glorifying the scents, and beauty must be swept. So as she wanders in her wake, gorgeous flowers start to bloom, and to the release of the first rainfall wafts petrichor to chase the gloom. She gives a lovely parting gift, a sprinkle of magic in a kiss, looking over all her work, wishing it could stay like this. End poem. That was absolutely beautiful. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought this was amazing. You know, the spring in her step, it really catches all that is, you know, spring, the waking up, and you know, the sensuality of the spring, you know, rising, gorgeous flowers start to bloom, and the release of the first rainfall wafts Patricker to chase the gloom. And then she talks of the sprinkle of magic and a kiss. You know, just an amazing little write here by Darkened Ores. I so enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. You know, I really like her personification of spring and how, you know, spring is a season of gifts. And it was beautiful all the way through, but I particularly liked that second stanza with the use of the word petrichor, that smell after it rains. I thought that was absolutely just a wonderful line or a stanza, and just a beautiful write all the way through. Very well done. And Diane, your thoughts?
Oh, I just thought this was beautiful. This is, yeah, I agree with the Pam. The personification is just beautiful, and the sensuality that went with personifying spring and gave her this, you know, aura that's moving through the land and looking at her work, hoping it could stay this way. It's like she's in, you know, a ball gown fluttering about, and it's just the movement and everything is just beautiful in it.
It truly is. Yes, absolutely. Well said there. And Gray, your thoughts?
I thought it was lovely. You know, she paints an idyllic scene of spring wafting through and lighting up our lives as she goes. So I really like the use of the word petrichor. I wasn't sure what it was, but she explained it in her author's notes. So I've learned something from the poem as well, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. It is always nice to learn. You learn from poetry. Great comment there. And Naomi, what do you got next?
Well, I have one for Gray. By, if you'll read for Wayne, please, Gray.
Sure. This is by Wayne Agend, and it's called To Feel Her Presence. She bathes in the scent of a thousand fumes, dresses in garb of flower petal blooms. Just to feel her presence puts my mind at ease. Smooth and silky, her aim is to please. Lingers amongst the year's fresh flowers, trying not to show her environmental powers, comforting and cooling for most of the day's hours. With a blink of the eye comes spring showers. She relaxes in top of old hickory trees, serenaded by a family of pollinator bees. Sends springtime comfort to all species. She is known to all as the springtime breeze. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Gray, and a beautiful write by Wayne Gent. And Diane, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, this is amazing, to feel her presence. And the descriptions, the three stanzas, you know, they say so much. And I love the personification of spring is the theme it seems to be going in, but also adding the sensuality. Like, this is beautiful. This is so sensual. And just gives me a imprint in my mind of reproduction when they talk about she talked about the pollinator bees. And just ongoing, life ongoing and keeping going for, you know, it's just the spring is just sprung. It's just beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Okay, I'm just back. My cat came in with a bird in her mouth. Oh my gracious!
Oh, so. With you.
She was meowing her head off, and then I saw the bird. Yeah, I just love this poem by Wayne here. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was running with that bird. If you take that picture, he represents her so beautifully in this poem, all the imagery he uses. Yeah, just a superb write here by Wayne.
Absolutely. It truly was. And Gray, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like the personification of spring as well. He did a beautiful job of capturing the essence of that painting and really brought it to life. So, fantastic poem.
For sure. Yeah, I really enjoyed this write. I like how it kind of has a duality to it. Like, it is obviously a personification of spring, but it also could describe a person. And I like how in the end he mentions, she is the spring breeze, like really focusing on a specific aspect of spring. And that's that light, warm, gentle breeze that often comes with spring. I thought this had really nice rhyme and flow and just a really wonderful look at all the beauty. And as Diane was mentioning, the life-giving aspects of spring, of hope and love, so excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next? Hopefully not another bird.
No. Next time, there's my screen door was open and she like burst through it. She made a hole in it and burst through it with this bird in her mouth.
Oh my God.
Anyway, a sign of spring, but with the birds at my feet, I guess. So I have one up for you, Diane. I just posted it.
It is called Caught Up in Springtime Breezes by John Devon. Springtime Breezes. In the throes of spring, I didn't duck in time. Selling me lost in wonder, thoughts of love's rhyme. Got smacked into chops by a floating kiss. Went out under clouds seeking a lovely miss. Silly as the mist duck, don't you know I took a slip? In passion's puddle due to a head's sudden whip. For there all the time stood my love at the door, waiting with open arms, leaving, wanting nevermore. End poem.
Wonderful read, Diane. And just such a fun and a clever write by John Devon. And Gray, let's start with your thoughts.
You did a fantastic job reading that, Diane. And, this poem is fun. It's light and airy, like it's got a springtime feel to it, as, he discovers the love at his door. There she stood the whole time, which is waiting with open arms. And, just a beautiful poem.
Absolutely. Well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I love the flow, the rhythm of this, the rhyme of it all. Just a delightful write by John Von Erb here. A beautiful write. It's silly as the mist duck. Don't you know I took a slip in passion's puddle due to a head sudden whip. That's, I can just imagine him taking that slip there. And, the last stanza really wraps the whole thing up there. Just an amazing little write here. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, really is. Like I said, it's fun and it's clever. I like how he uses the idea of the metaphor for slipping on the puddles of spring as, the metaphor, a thought of falling in love. And I too thought that end stanza really wrapped things up nicely with the idea of realizing that love had been right there in front of you the whole time, waiting with open arms. So wonderful write and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, well, next I have a write by Beatnik, and I'll go ahead and give that a read. It's called Come Dance in My Garden. She walks between rows of meticulous garden beds, letting the fresh aroma of spring fill her lovely head, evoking thrills, and her passions are unleashed. She loses her inhibitions from life's pleasures. It's beautiful to see. She starts to move in a sensual way, dancing in the breeze like a garden fairy. She invites a man she doesn't know to dance slow. I feel so lucky it's me she chose. I gladly go. We hold each other and she smells like a bouquet. I wonder what I did to be so fortunate this day. We dance away until the early evening. Then she kisses me and says she must be leaving. I thank her and squeeze her hand one last time. She says she can be found here much of the time. So I head home and dream of a girl whose name I don't know. I'll go to the garden the next day, hoping she'll show. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi, and what a great write by Beatnik. I really enjoyed that one. And Gray, your thoughts?
Beautiful read, Naomi. And you know, this is a beautiful couplet poem. You know, it's basically all couplets, but it's powerful in its presentation, and its depth is astounding. I mean, you know, we dance away until the early evening. Then she kisses me and said she must be leaving. I thank her and squeeze her hand one last time. She says she can be found here much of the time. So I head home and dream of a girl whose name I don't know. I'll go to the garden the next day, hoping she'll show. So, I mean, is she really there, or is this all in his head? You know, it makes you wonder. But it was a beautiful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point. It does make you, it gives food for thought, and it does make you wonder. A great comment. And Diane, your thoughts?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. The couplets, I don't know, there's something about each one gets stronger and stronger, it seems like. It takes you more into the depths of the piece each time. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful love story, you know, of falling in love and meeting the person that, you know, you're having all these feelings about and dancing with. And it's just a beautiful love story, really well written, with spring as Cupid, it seems.
Yes, yes, I like that. Absolutely, well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's just an aura around this whole ride of, you know, of easy, slow, sensual innocence. You know, beautiful innocence here that I feel, you know, like come dance in my garden. And, you know, just like this, yeah, the sensual innocence that's playing out and throughout this rite. Beautiful, beautiful couplets and an amazing tale told, you know, of love here. And it has a dreamy like atmosphere to it. So I just love this rite.
Absolutely, yes. I have to agree. It does have a dreamy atmosphere. It has a very fairy tale like quality. There's a mystery to it that I enjoy and appreciate. And I can't see the couplets, obviously, because of the lack of internet, but I do always enjoy and appreciate good couplets. And you know, I just really like how there is that, you know, that moment. It's know, they spend time dancing together, and then he goes home, and she's on his thoughts even the next morning. So it's beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, so next up I have a poem by Casey Day, The Thirst of Spring, and we do have a SoundCloud for that one.
The Thirst of Spring. We were in the spring of our life, bursting with passion, blossoming amongst the wildest flowers. Change glistened on our fingertips. We were a part of the great circle. Dazzling and dizzy, we stumbled into fate, too young to know it, but we grasped at life like the horns of a bull, and we held on tight. Leaves whisper secrets into the cool night air before gliding into an old wood barn to rest between the fresh hay and my two bare feet. Thunder echoes in the clouds overhead, reminding me that we're alone in the darkness, surrounded by the weight of our intentions. I feel the kiss of rain touch my bare shoulders and I shudder. Turning around, I catch your eyes trailing down my naked body. Is this what you want? You ask me as though you weren't aware that I have begged for this moment day in and day out, watching your perfect lips escape the tip of my tongue again and again, burning to feel your love course through my veins, arch my back in worship of your body, bursting the seams in my holiest of temples. I have ached for your scent and the taste of your skin, to bite into you like a crisp honeydew after a long, long day. My tongue dances behind closed teeth. Lightning strikes nearby, causing the surrounding air to tremble. Its electricity pulses inside of me, and with a devilish stare, I meet your eyes. Yes.
Great read and write, Casey. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, then the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, wow. You know, this was very, very passionate. When she starts talking, she starts writing about her feelings, you asked me as though you weren't aware that I begged for this moment day in and day out. And, are burning to feel your love course through my veins, arch my back in worship of your body, and bursting the seams in my holiest of temples. And I love the line, I've ached for your scent and the taste of your skin to bite into you like a crisp honeydew after a long, long day. You know, just amazing writing here, as Casey Day can always do it. And, you know, her voice is so beautiful too. So just an amazing write here.
Absolutely. Great comment there. And Diane, your thoughts?
I totally agree, Naomi. It's just so well done. It's amazing, the beauty in it, and the question, and then two paragraphs later, or stanzas later, the answer, yes. And it's just beautifully done. And I mean, Casey, always her writes for Artist Seduction, I always enjoy her writes. She puts so much in them, and so much comes out of it. It's just an amazing write, beautiful story through it. Really well done. Technically, it's amazing. Just excellent.
Absolutely. Well said there, Diane. And I have to agree with you. I do like how she, the question was posed and then the answer came at the end of the poem. So it had a buildup of, suspense that really worked well. So great comment. And Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, she did a beautiful read on her poem, and the poem is raw and visceral. I felt like a voyeur as I read through it, so as she read along. But no, it was just a fantastic presentation of love and its experience that it brings to some people. So just a fantastic poem.
It really is, and you're right. It's raw and it's visceral, and it does have that. It does make you feel like a voyeur in a very intimate moment. I thought this was beautifully sensual. I liked her imagery and metaphors. The idea of wanting to bite into somebody, like a piece of fresh, crisp fruit, I thought was very tantalizing. I liked that she brought in the strike of lightning. I thought that just had a wonderful, it added to the atmosphere of the piece. So absolutely an amazing sensual write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
I'm going to put Gray to work again. I have another piece up by Eric Svensson. So Gray.
Okay. This is called Hail Thalo, Goddess of Spring. O beloved Thalo, Goddess of Spring, you've come to smite Othello's grave, Winter. Delightful dabs of sweet jasmine in our bucolic brower. Smite Winter's frigid, rigid, carrion countenance. Blissful blue dragonflies, pond hover. Mischievous mob, water, lily, blooms, peekaboo. Little breezy, barefoot people forgot, or foxtrot. Pansies cheer, chitta, cha-cha, a breezy carousel. Giddy ground burst spreads color wheels, delicate pastel petals quicken our senses. Grassy green sprouts zigzag, zephyrs xylophone. Glowworms. Begone, begone, Othello's dune. Dull wintry garb. Beloved Thalo, mighty meandering spring goddess. Butterfly cracks open snow white elongated winter cocoon. Snowdrops tinkle. Little bells louder than saints deep steppens. Below perky impasto imprints of punk. Peach, a pink peach blossoms, lattice, virile sunshafts. Anew each morning dewdrops, periwinkles, creation, teardrops of joy upon the radiant cheeks of our beloved Thalo. Sun-kissed, sunlit, fluffy, powder, puff, bunny tails, scamper. Whiskers wiggle up after boisterous butterfly kites. Free, fresh, and full of energy, we drink in our beloved bower. Floral, banting flags, hail, our fecund nudity, decreed by Thalo's purity and poem.
Wonderful read there, Gray. A beautiful write by Eric Svensson. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading here on Thalo. Thalo was the goddess of spring buds and green shoots. She was numbered amongst the seasons. So she was the goddess of spring. I just love how Eric puts in all these goddesses into a write, and then he can put in Snow White alongside of them. And, just amazing. And the alliteration in some of these lines is just amazing. And Gray, you did that justice. It was an amazing write. Some of it was like a tongue twister because Eric is such a magician of words. And this is so, the Zephyr Xylophone glowworms. You know, he has such a way with words. It just amazes me every single time. Just amazing. Another amazing write by Eric.
Absolutely. Well said there. And Brianne, your thoughts?
Hello? Sorry?
Yes,
yeah.
Your thoughts.
Oh, okay. This is amazing. Eric has just such a way with words. It's like Naomi said, you know, to throw Snow White in there. But that's what this poem did to me. It gave me this feeling of Disney and blossoms and spring and happiness and laughter, because that's what spring is, that's what Disney is. And talking about, you know, fluffy, sunlit, fluffy powder puff, funny tail scamper. Ah, that's just the way it rolls off your tongue, and it gives you that image of Disney and happiness and fluffiness. It's just really well put.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Yeah, it does. It does have a very joyful feeling to it. So well said there. And Gray, you did an excellent read. Your thoughts?
Thank you. The alliteration is fantastic in this poem, and it paints a wonderful picture of this really light and fluffy springtime scene. I thought it was a beautiful poem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I too even was able to pick up on the alliteration and how it had a nice, delicate touch to it. I did like that he brought in the goddess, one of the goddesses of spring, and that there were some references, mythology used. I thought that was very wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. It just felt like the whole idea of spring dancing along and moving and everything just blossoming. So wonderful sensual write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
Well, next I have a one from PC Poetic Creations, Children of the Moon. And Diane, if you can go ahead and give that a read for us.
I would love to. Children of the Moon by Poetic Creations. An iridescent nautilus connected with a snow-white seashell in the silent depths of deep space. Mount Olympus stands above the world, and below the nightly northern lights, ghosts swirl. Kisses are planted where the solar winds blow, in the heaven's rare orchids do so happen to grow, and the pictures are candid. Toes across Plautus, leapfrogging mushroom to mushroom in vacuum. Goldilocks, if you lift your veil, you may kiss the groom. End poem.
Oh, now that one is so sweet and clever. Wonderful read there, Diane. And Gray, your thoughts?
Right, did a beautiful read on it, Diane. But the poem itself is, it has an ethereal feel to it, this space travel-y type, toes across Plautus, leapfrogging mushroom into mushroom in vacuum, Goldilocks, if you lift your veil, you may kiss the broom. Just a fantastic poem with incredible imagery.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Gray there. You know, it's like a love out in deep space here. finishing with a marriage on a faraway planet someplace where there's magical mushrooms and, you know, Goldilocks. And it's just, you know, so clever and so witty and so creative. You know, just makes you travel to elsewhere, this poem, out of this world, I find. And just an amazing write here by our poetic creations. It's a stunning work.
Absolutely. You're right. It does give you that sense of traveling. So great comments. And Diane, your thoughts?
Well said, Naomi, that you wrapped that up nicely. I just think it gave me a little, again, as the Children of the Moon, it gave me that, not so much Disney, but that childlike, that fun, that playtime. Toes, I could picture these little toes leapfrogging from mushroom to mushroom, like little kids bouncing on a mushroom from, and then Goldilocks, if you lift your veil, you may kiss the groom. And Pam's very first word summed it all up for me. She said, it's so sweet. And it truly is sweet.
Absolutely. Great comment, Diane. And, you know, I really, what I liked about this, I like what all of you had to say. To me, it kind of felt like how love should make you feel, like as if you're traveling to outer space, as if you have the ability to bounce on toadstools. And I thought the end line about Goldilocks, lift your veil, you know, was great because, you know, obviously it's symbolism for a wedding ceremony, but I thought, you know, Goldilocks, because the story is a great metaphor for finally finding that someone that's just right for you. Because, you know, she tries a different bed, she tries a different porridge, mm-hmm. and it's always the last one she gets to that she says, this is just right. And that's what you feel like, that she finds it's that idea that you find that someone that isn't perfect, but is just right for you. So wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have one for you, Pam, to read by Forgotten Dream. She radiates spring.
All right. I'm going to try to brighten my screen a little here. Maybe not. Oh, well, if I have to. Okay. She radiates spring by Forgotten Dream. I'm a tattered winter forest, but under the blazing sun of her Persephone smile, I grow, staring into wildflower earites, exploring like a field of rainbows. I run worn fingertips along the softly crinkling corners, cradling pastel moonface between mudra's hands. Shutting my eyes, I inhale night jasmine breath, imbues sweet heady musk, drenches like an evening thunderstorm, clothes dripping. Hair dances like a verdant blades, catching on citrus breeze, tangling in the branches of knotted fingers. I pull her closer. Creamy skin sparkles like morning dew on magnolias. Beads of sweat trickle down the curved stem of arched body. Bones radiate with the flapping of 100 buzzing wings, and petal lips clutch together. Satiny nibbles turn into urgent snapping dragons. We vine like twisting wisteria as gardens bloom between us. End poem. And that was a beautiful sensual rite by Forgotten Dreams. And Diane, your thoughts?
This, you're right. It was beautiful, beautiful sensual poem. She radiated everything. She didn't just radiate spring. She radiated, you know, the word choices of the rainbows and
you know, like the the wildflowers. It's just the word choices just had me just wrapped up in it. And the very first line, it's again that first start of a poem. It's how it catches you. And it caught me. I'm a tattered winter forest. And I was hooked. I had to see what was next. Well done.
Absolutely. And you're right. There was wonderful word choices in this. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. I just love this, right? It's just incredible. You know, all the imagery that you put into this, or he put into this, or the poet put into this. And, you know, the reference to the scent and everything, you know, the sweet, the night jasmine breath, the sweet, heady musk. Drenches like an evening thunderstorm, clothes dripping. Just love that. And you know, the creamy sparkles like morning dew on magnolias. Just beautiful. And then the satiny nibbles turn into esurient snapping dragons. Just wonderful, wonderful wordplay throughout this whole piece. Such a sensual, you know, amazingly well-written poem with amazing, amazing metaphors throughout and beautiful imagery. So a great, great job here, Forgotten Dream. It's a stunning write.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well said there, Naomi. And Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with everything that has been said so far. But, you know, this poem is, it's deeply powerful in its expression of the connection in the garden to the bloom between us. You know, I really enjoyed the imagery and her use of language as well. I really like the between Mudra's hands. You know, that's the art of kind of divining with your hands, which is a powerful thought, and it paints a beautiful image. And then bones radiate with the flapping of 100 buzzing wings and petal lips crushed together. Satiny nibbles turn into essence, snapping dragons. Yeah, just powerful poem.
It really is. And I'm glad you knew what mudras was, because I did not. And so very cool to learn something new. Great comment there, Gray. And yeah, you know, I really, really thought this was just a stunning write. Wonderful imagery and metaphors, wonderful wordplay. I like that it's not just about the imagery, but about the sounds and the scents, you know, the thunderstorm. The jasmine breath, you know, and I really like creamy skin sparkles like morning dew on magnolias, beads of sweat trickle down the curving stem of arched body, a wonderful, you know, sense of the body reacting to touch. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, next I have one, As Do I, by Kay Harkless, and I'll go ahead and give this one a read. Okay, As Do I. I love that art, that picture, so beautiful. I wade into her watery hair, nude, Kristen, the morning. Caress her camisole, clouds, sheer and iridescent, as the flowering moon. She is sleeping sound. Her skin, my favorite untouched shoreline, is where I wish to bury my most treasured mound. Waves of beauty crash in royal wedding bloom around her faraway face. I snuggle on its surface, sunbathe, hand taming my dove. I whisper in her ear, drenched ideas, a precipitous precipitation of positions that might master her, panting in condensation, held at high tide. I beg for slow evaporation as she whimpers, as do I. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And this poem had such beautiful use of water imagery as metaphors. Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's filled with fantastic imagery and touching emotions. I wade into her watery hair, nude, crisp in the morning, caress her camisole of clouds, sheer indescent as the flowering moon. Just a beautiful opening stanza. And then that's carried all the way through until panting in consideration, held at high tide, I beg for slow evaporation until she whimpers, as do I. Yeah, just a powerful, powerful poem.
Absolutely. Well said there. And Diane, your thoughts?
Oh, this is, you know, this is amazing. I agree with you, Pam, with the water. And water is so central. Anyway, when you use water like that in a piece of writing like this, you're going to bring out the sensuality in the writing, and this was done so well. And one of the things that I really admired is that image. You know, this was written, but the writer stayed away from the blue, but brought the blue out anyway. All throughout, I could see the blue image in the water waves and everything. So it was so well done, using a technique that was, to me, brilliant. It was really well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Great comment. And, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like the buildup of intensity, how it represents that moment of, you know, watching someone in their sleep and then waking, you know, waking a lover up and the intimacy of touching. You know, it just absolutely beautiful and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Next, I have one for you, another one for you, Pam, by Flower Muse. I'm just going to put it up here. There I go. Got back to the page. Okay. Just put it, pop it in the room here. There it is. Forever Spring by Flower Muse.
All right. Forever Spring by Flower Muse. Spring. It seems that the heart of spring is always here, and yes, there and everywhere. A season of love that flows the entire year through, and we are captivated by its colors, the array of scents, the warm, soft breezes, the need for camaraderies, an intimate embrace followed by a tender kiss. You were the freshness of the days, the early spring of my desires, the completion of my soul. Still are in dreams, no matter the time of day or year, fulfilling all my needs, the breath of life, a willingness to commit to all of life's trials and tribulations. How many seasons we journeyed together, it seemed like an eternity. Learning from and appreciating love's emotions. Yet in the autumn of my years, I remember our time together and the grave that separated our sweet union. And yes, it seems that spring is in the air, even as the snow falls and the winds blow, for you are still with me ever since that first spring. End poem. Well, that was absolutely a beautiful and heartfelt write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
You know, he captivated spring so beautifully, or she did, Flower Muse did, you know, in this write, just everything that spring encompasses here, you know, the just the colors, the scents, the warm, soft breeze, the feeling of camaraderie, and you know, the an intimate embrace followed by a tender kiss that she writes there, you know, just the freshness of spring is everywhere in this poem, and also the, you know, there's a kind of sadness that seeps in at the end there, very heartfelt, you know, that you are still with me ever since that first spring. So a very heartfelt and beautiful poem here by Flower Muse.
Absolutely. Oh, and just so you know, Flower Muse is a guy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's sometimes hard to tell with, you know, gender neutral names, but there is a tenderness to this poem, and it is heartfelt. So great comment there, Naomi. And Gray, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, you did a fantastic job reading it. And I really loved the poem. I mean, it was the love that's portrayed in these lines is enviable, and it's endearing. You know, I mean, she lost her person that she was with, and, you know, now she greets spring alone, but it doesn't change the fact that he's in her heart. So she's in his heart. So yeah, just a beautiful poem portraying love through the seasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there, Gray. And Diane, your thoughts.
Brilliant. Brilliant, right? Spring is, you know, to watch this love affair with spring and spring being the first love, it seems, and how spring goes on, no matter if the seasons change or not. Spring is always here, it says. And yes, there and everywhere. So spring never dissolves. Spring is always in this writer's, in this person's life. And then for you are still with me ever since that first spring. So from the first time that the writer met spring and met the representation of spring in this writer's life, it was like it just was everything. There was nothing else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I really like how this is the representation. This is a poem about a love where you meet in the spring of life. And then, you know, the sadness that comes in really pulls at the heartstrings at the end with the loss of, you know, from death. And I like how he brings in the autumn too. Yet in the autumn of my years, I remember our time together and the grave that separate our sweet union. There is, like, as Grace said, this is about the type of love that is enviable. Like you want that connection with another person. And I like that this represents that, you know, an intimate embrace followed by a tender kiss. You are the freshness of days, the early spring of my desires, the completion of my soul. And still are in dreams, no matter the time of day or year. That idea of somebody you can think about and they touch your soul. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, if Diane, if you want to read for Scott S. Sharp, I have Dance, Little Flower.
I would love to. Dance, Little Flower. Spin. Spin a flower in the wind. Let her petals flutter and do it again. Arm around waist, head upon shoulder. Colors of her dress could be no bolder. Dance, little flower, dance in the wind. Sing, sing the song of nature as you sway in the wind. End poem.
Wonderful read, Diane. And this is absolutely delightful. And you know, it reminds me, it makes me think of Disney's Fantasia with the flowers, yeah, dancing to the classical music. And I really like that. I really like that he focused in on the flowers of spring and the idea of their movement and their dancing. So, you know, wonderful, right? And very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just love this. You know, so, so sweet and so delightful. And, you know, it's so well written. You know, dance, little flower, dance in the wind, sing. You know, spin, you know, the amazing, amazing writing here. You know, it's short, it's sweet, but it's so, so lovely. I just love this little write. Bravo, Scott.
Absolutely, well said there. And Gray, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with the comments previous, but you know, this is a delightful little poem filled with beautiful imagery. You can see all this as you read through it, which is fantastic. You know, it just touches the heart how gentle and delicate it is. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Diane, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, I love it. I felt like I was skipping through the flowers. I could see this big field, especially when he talked about the colors of her dress. I saw this field of lavenders and lilies and lilacs and colors of, you know, the whole spring dance and everything. It was just, it really gave me an energy. It was a nice little energy with it.
I like that comment, you know, and you're right. It does make you want to go skipping through a field of flowers, and it does have an energy to it. So that was a really great observation. You know, I would like to skip through it, but I would have to take about 2 allergy pills before doing so. Or So, but wonderful comments, everybody. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have a write from Thomas. If Gray will give that a read for us, please.
Absolutely. This is called June Returns by Thomas B. She told me, find me by the river after the last whisper of winter's erased. When blossoms spill scents, birds have returned to nest. I will be there. As spring awakens, I begin to loosen and leave coats on couches, race to windows looking for butterflies, step outside and inhale deeply. I know soon I will travel to the banks where otters play, streams congregate, and she will slip into the light beside me. Let no hand command waters flow. Let no frozen memory of winter emptiness starve my heart with its blank slate. Spring has broken the chains. Rain till race joins rill, seeks stream where creek winds past hill, joins the river and flows free, a savior from the summer's heat, a water's song and steady beat. So her love and heart can pace the currents with a grace twined in the gift of love. She, graced in the twine divine of suckle honey, straight and tall with sharp air of the rose, seductive and fresh as a magnolia blossom, slips past the calla lilies, shares footprints along the shadows with deer and wildcat, until as the nightingale serenade, I feel the breath of her hair brush my cheek. A wash of scent fill my being, and she appears. Clouds shimmer with gold, a wash of peach, a beam of sunlight cuts its way freshly. I am surrounded by wonder and all I know her to be. With me, in silence, thick with memory, moonlight, and her, end poem.
Wonderful read there, Gray. And what a beautiful write by Thomas B. And Diane, your thoughts?
This was a beautiful write. June Returns, the title, just, you know, spring is back, and you can see it in the writing, and it's got such movement, like everything is moving. And what I was really impressed with this poem was the word choices and the detail. As spring awakens, I begin to loosen and leave coats on couches. I just thought that was just so clever and so well written and brilliant wordplay. And then down further, where did I see another one? Clouds shimmer with gold, a wash of peach, a beam of sunlight cuts its way past fresh leaf. Like the wording on that, cuts its way past fresh leaf, it just caught me. It catches me. I get caught up in the wording sometimes and forget the poem.
I totally understand that. Absolutely. And great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, what a beautiful, you know, soft, sensual, you know, such a lovely poem here by, you know, more than lovely. It's stunningly well written, you know, with a beautiful imagery and wording. And, you know, and written with so much grace, I find, you know, just amazing, the lines in here, you know, seductive and fresh as a magnolia blossom slips past the calla lilies, shares footprints along the shallows with deer, wildcat, you know, and in the nightingale serenade, I feel the breath of hair brush my cheek, a wash of scent fill my being, and she appears. You know, and then the clouds shimmer with gold, a wash of peach, a beam of sunlight. Just so beautiful. You know, all through. Like, what a wonderful piece here by Thomas. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said there. And Gray, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Poem is enchanting and endearing. I mean, he is a powerful writer, and that really shines through in this piece. I'm just trying to get back to it here. But, I mean, you know, he captures the image that he used as the prompt quite wonderfully. I know I will soon travel to the banks where otters play, streams congregate, and she will slip into the light beside me. You know, she is this beautiful creature that, you know, who arrives in the spring. And I thought it was just a haunting, haunting story full of beautiful imagery.
Absolutely. And it does have a hauntingness to it. It also, it has a very ethereal feeling. I like how there's a delicacy to it, you know, with the touching of the breeze, the hair, everything kind of delicate in its movement and sense of touch. There's also this kind of romantic feel to it, very mythological. And so just a wonderful write, strong imagery and metaphors all the way through, and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Okay, well, next I'm going to put up a piece by Stelina, and we have a SoundCloud for that. I'm just going to pop it in the room here. Getting back to the room. Okay, there it is. A Young Man's Fancy by Stelina. We have a SoundCloud for that.
Tis spring, when a young man's fancy lightly turns thoughts of love, with their flying passion and whizzing kisses. Yet young men have much to learn in their haste to taste, while they swallow the sweet wine in one draught, the connoisseur savors, relishing each bouquet and sip of that heady intoxication. swirling it around his glass with promise of its delicious flavor. Breathing in fragrant aroma before the first exquisite brush on the lips, the most evocative, which tells of the pleasure to come. Each sense is enhanced, aware of the zesty bite on the palate, eager to drink more, slowly and lingeringly. Some wines improve with age, and so should not be shelved to languish and drunk, or the riper the fruit, the sweeter the taste. So young men, do not underestimate your mature counterparts, but bow to them in reverence of their mastery of lovemaking. From them perfect your art. Be unhurried and meticulous, so you too can create masterpieces on the female canvas.
Wonderful read and write there, Stelina. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I just love this. It makes me think I wrote a poem back a while of wine and men, where I compared men to wine tasting. And, you know, she does the same in here. You know, some wines improve with age and so should not be shelled. You know, the drink to languish on drunk, for the riper the fruit, the sweeter the taste. And it's so true, for being, well, there's always exceptions, but for being around a lot and dating a lot, in more mature partners, we do find, they take their time to please their partner. They're less in a hurry, and they want their partner to feel the pleasure. So great message in this right here, to take heed there, the young men, and to take, not to go in haste, but to taste their partner and to relish in them. Relish in the lovemaking. So just an amazing message here, and a beautiful, beautiful SoundCloud by Stelina.
Absolutely. Well said there, Naomi. And Diane, your thoughts? Diane, are you watching hockey? They scored!
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, what I was saying was I love what she did here with this young man's fancy lightly turns to thought for love, and then goes into with their flying passion and their whizzing kisses, and that's the way it is with young love. It's like, everything is so fast and everything is so, just kiss and run and stuff like that. Yet she goes on to say young men have so much to learn in their haste to taste, and then compares it to tasting wine. And we all know what tasting wine is like. It's so, we savor it. And comparing that was just amazing. I really like what you did there.
Absolutely. Well said there. And Gray, your thoughts?
I really liked turning your lover into a glass of wine and having it looked at like that. I really like her speaking on behalf of all cougars out there who are hungry for these spring chickens, but I guess there is a lot to be learned in that whole the more age the wine, the more sweeter the fruit. But it was a beautiful poem. I really liked it. She did a wonderful reading voice as well.
Yeah, she really does. You're right. She has a wonderful reading voice. And, yeah, I did like that line that both you and Naomi pointed out about how the more, you know, mature, the better tasting, the sweeter the fruit. You know, and I like how this does compare that spring love, that new love, to that love that comes along later, that love that has taken time to blossom and learn and grow. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have one for Gray to Read by Jack Blue, A Fairy's Bagatelle.
A Fairy's Bagatelle by Jack Blue. Wandering to have my show all around the rosy snow of majestic wintry trees full of frozen fantasies. I discover Bluebell's band ringing bright for fairyland under greenery's aurora like an ancient northern flora. Let me live this melody mirroring the cosmic sea where a fallen leaf of grace plays all sorry souls ace to reverse the doom. Space rainbows bloom.
Great read, Gray, and what a wonderful write by Jack Blue. And Diane, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, I just love the imagery in this. It's just throughout from line to line, you know, all around the rosy snow, majestic wintry trees full of frozen fantasies. I discover Bluebell's band. Like, the imagery is just, it keeps adding to your mind and enlightening your mind. It's brilliant word choice and flow for this. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. This is a wonderful, wonderful, play on words here. Very, you know, like Jack Blue, he always, fascinates me with his way of being able to play with words to create such beautiful sceneries and a beautiful, like magical lands almost, you know. Let me live this melody mirroring the cosmic sea where a fallen leaf of grace plays all sorry souls ace, to reverse the doom. Spaces, rainbows bloom. You know, he creates these magical lands almost. Just a superb writing here by Jack Blue.
It really is. Great comment there. And Diane, Diane already commented. Gray, sorry, your thoughts, Gray.
Well, I thought it was a whimsy and witty brevity. Witty and whimsical. It's enchanting in its simplicity, and it was just a beautiful poem.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. Witty and whimsical and enchanting are perfect words to describe that. What I particularly liked about this, besides his creative wordplay and the imagery throughout, is the fact that he started with it being winter. So it's how, like, when it's the end of winter and you get those first flowers, those first signs of spring coming through, to me, there's such a wonderful sense of hope and new possibilities of love coming through in that imagery. So wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yes, where do we go next? Well, next I have a poem for you, Pam. 42, and it's called Anything.
All right. Let me go ahead and get to that one. And here we go. This is a poem by Mandy42 called Anything, and it goes like this. Sometimes I get lost in this world of flowers and fancy. I see him across the garden, naked as Adam, but more of a man. I want to feel him under my palms, rub mock orange over his skin. I want us to sweeten his sweat together. He thinks as I, and doesn't care if I've eaten the apple. He simply breaks vines and parts rose carpets until the only thing stopping him are the thorns in my side. I prick my fingers trying to help, and he tells me, don't fuss. You don't need to bleed to hold me. He tells me he will cut through the hedge or dig a tunnel under the serpent's tail and any other shadow dweller that would keep me bound. He tells me that for one night in the chamber of my love, he would defy God himself. End poem. That is absolutely a stunning sensual right. And Gray, your thoughts?
I really like the, you know, the whole Garden of Eden picture that he's painted with his poetry, or she's painted with her poetry. It's a fantastic journey through this moment in time in the garden where, you know, he'll do anything for her, even to buy God. So, you know, that's powerful love right there.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is just an amazing, amazing rite, you know. I want to feel him under my palms. Wow. Rub mock orange over his skin. I want to sweeten his sweat together. Wow, that's just amazing writing right there. And all through, just an amazing, amazing write here by Mandy42. I hope we see a lot more because this is just stunning writing.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. And Diane, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Pam, before I comment on this amazing poem, I just want to say I'm really impressed with how you worked this show tonight with no internet, girl. You are just awesome job. Good job. Like, I'm really amazed.
If I had to do it on my own without help, we'd all be in trouble.
Well, you did a fine job.
Well, thank you.
So, yes, I really like like Gray talked about the picture of the Garden of Eden, and I love the reference to naked as Adam, but more of a man. I just love that. I thought that was so cute and humorous and really well done. And then some of the word choice and the color, like rub mock orange over his skin. I want us to sweeten his sweat together. Like, just some of the word choice. It's just, and parts rose carpets. I would never have think to put those two words together, rose carpets. Like, I love some of the wordplay. Really well done.
It really is. Yeah, it's a beautiful and powerful write all the way through. And I do like that it's about that kind of love that you would do anything for somebody, you know, and be there for them and love them through their thorns and their pain. You know, and wonderful imagery and metaphors. I, too, really liked the rub mock orange over his skin. And I like also, I prick my fingers trying to help him, and he tells me, don't fuss. You don't need to bleed to hold me. He tells me that for one night in the chamber of my love, he would defy God himself. Amazing, right? And very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I have another write from Alexa Ader called Solstice. And Diane, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Yes, I would love to. Solstice. Her love was spring, warming the winter ache from my hollowed bones. releasing the trapped dust my corners had assimilated into one of their own. A fresh breeze waving perfect skin, wafting perfect skin. The scent of peony and spice floating in her air, promising to stay past the season. Swearing I would be alone no longer, only to leave as sudden as the rain that refuses to fall on my land. Memories sacrificed to survive the now burning sun. Summer's drought, hellfire of the deepest pit, as the knowledge, the truth of what I lost or never had, consumes me. Every perfect day compared to the miracle my life lost on an unforgiving solstice night. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Diane. That is a beautiful and haunting rite. You know, sometimes love, sometimes it's something we lose. And I like that Ilex brings solstice, you know, the spring solstice into the rite. I thought this was just absolutely amazing, wonderful imagery, and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I so agree, you know, warming the winter ache from my hollowed bones, releasing the trapped dust my corners had assimilated into one of their own. You know, just an amazing writing here. Again, just unique, such creative lines. Every perfect day now compared to the miracle my life lost on an unforgiving solstice night. You know, what a wonderful way to close the poem. But the opening also is very beautiful. Her love was spring, warming the winter ache from my hollowed bones. I just love that opening right there. You know, just amazing writing again here by this poet.
Absolutely. And you're right, warming the winter ache from my hollow bones was a particularly beautiful line. So great comment. And Diane, your thoughts? Are you mutating, Diane?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Okay, I'll go on. This was a beautiful piece. I love the wording, warming the winter ache from my hollowed bones. It's sensual. It's caressing. It's gentle. It just has such a nice flow to it. It gives me that fresh linen feeling. You know, like just to go through the spring and compare the spring to everything is just, and then later talking about summer's drought and hellfire of the deepest pits, and just the emphasis on the spring being, you know, so the solstice spring being the love that summer can't supply, I guess. It's just well done.
I like that. Great thoughts. And Gray, your thoughts?
I really like the poem. It had excellent flow. I mean, she comes in all happy and, you know, ready. She is spring. And then he's left alone with his memories and an unforgiving solstice night. So he's in a pit of winter and, you know, hopefully spring will return once more, but, you know, there's no way of really knowing. So I guess that's all you've got is memories. So just a beautiful poem.
Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
We're running out of poems. So if you guys, because that was the last one for the for the contest. I have one left by Weaver of Dreams, and then we have a SoundCloud for that one.
Hold on, Naomi. Great. Yep. Well, Weaver of Dreams poem is being played and commented on. If you could grab a right to read, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, go ahead, Naomi.
Yeah. So I put it, I'll put it on here. Okay, so this is called Spring by Weaver of Dreams.
You came to me in spring, unfold me as the sun does a flower's petals. A new life began with thrills beyond my wildest dreams and needs. I breathed you in, floral notes mingled with your masculine musk, intoxicated, invigorated. With you, the world I lived in before recedes. Summer passes in hot, frantic, pulsating, sensual seconds. I don't give a thought to what fuels the fire. Together we are enough. Our flame is still alight. Autumn brings a change. You are remote and gruff. My first and only love, you leave me alone for hours. I see your eyes stray. You stay away until the morn. I have no choice. I will add to our usual evening libation a little tincture of Lady Belladonna. It acts gently. We'll lose all sensation. I will hold you while our hearts that beat as one are stilled.
Wonderful read and write, Weaver. Thank you for that. It is very much appreciated. Diane, your thoughts?
I miss Kate. I'm so glad to hear her voice. That was a beautiful read and write. Really well done on Spring. I love her word choice. I mean, I could listen to her words, the way she throws them together and they flow out, a flower's petals, floral notes mingled with your masculine musk, like how that rolls mingled with your masculine musk, the alliteration, just so well done. Excellent job done on this piece on Spring.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Very well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Diane went away and cited the exact same lines that struck me too. But you know, this is amazing all the way through. You know, I just love also. You know, you leave me alone for hours. I see your eyes stray. You stay away until the morn. I have no choice. I will add to our usual evening libation, a little tincture of Lady Belladonna. It acts gently, will lose all sensation. And, you know, I will hold you while our hearts that beat as one are stilled. Just, you know, amazing, you know, the writing through it and just the uniqueness of it, you know, the tale told, just amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. It is an amazing tale. And if you think it would be needed, you could actually go to my page, Naomi, and if you search my poems with the word spring, you'll come up with a poem that has the title of The Scent of Spring Rain.
Okay.
And you know, if you think that will be needed, you can grab that one. Yeah, I thought this was, I love hearing Weaver's voice. I liked how she brought in the poisonous plant, the belladonna, that is poisonous and beautiful. There was a wonderful, dark, haunting feeling to this rite, a real sense of just strong desire. I thought it just was absolutely beautifully written and very well done. And Gray, your thoughts?
You know, here's another one where she comes in spring and sweeps her off her feet. And, you know, they go through the seasons, and as the seasons get colder and darker, so does he, until, you know, he's not coming home at night. And she has no choice, and she'll add to their usual libation a little tincture of Lady Belladonna. It acts gently. We'll lose all sensation. I will hold you while our hearts beat as one are stilled. And just a powerful, powerful poem filled with incredible imagery. And her emotions are palpable. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, right?
It is. It is. It's beautiful and it's powerful and great comments, everybody. And Gray, if you were able to find a poem for us, go ahead and just put it in LNP and give it a read.
Okay, I'm premiering this poem right now. So this is called Tasting the Mist by Gray-Eyed Smith. I could taste her in the mist, prowling just beyond my sight. She awoke a savage hunger. I felt a decade younger. Suddenly she appeared in front of me, a Cherokee goddess with exotic raven hair. She was wearing nothing. She was totally bare. My spirit was awoken. My God has spoken. Her eyes shone a beam into mine, a buzz so erotic and filled with divine. I was hypnotized, and I realized with my shattered heart, she did blend. My heart swiftly began to mend. With ease, she tore my defenses down. Upon my head, placed a gilded crown. I was her king, and she was my queen. Greatest love story there has ever been. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Mayor Gray. I really like that one. And Diane, your thoughts?
I love the title, Tasting the Mist. I always like to say how a poem starts out. It grabs you, and the title grabbed me here, Tasting the Mist. And I could taste her in the mist, fowling just beyond my sight. She awoke a savage hunger. I felt a decade younger. I mean, the power of love, the, you know, to give you 10 years off your life. It's just, love is powerful, and it's how you describe it, Gray, is just amazingly beautiful. Her eyes shone a beam into mine, a buzz so erotic and filled with divine. And then I love the last two lines. I was her king and she was my queen. Greatest love story there has ever been. I have to agree with you. This is one of the greatest love stories there has ever been. I love how you put this together.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have to agree, Diane. You know, this is beautifully written. I like the imagery of the mist, and, you know, I could taste her through the mist. Very sensual. I like how there's a sense of animal passion, and but then it grows into a connection that's just not just physical, but spiritual. And that it's not just he is the king or she is the queen, but they are the king and queen to each other. The idea of two people who complete each other. So just wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done, Gray.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really love this poem, Gray. You know, like everybody said, and Pam said there, you know, it goes beyond just the physical here. It's, you know, it's just, it's so sensual, but so spiritual at the same time. You know, it's like the two souls meeting up here. You know, with ease, she tore my defenses down. Upon my head placed a gilded crown. I was her king, and she was my queen. Greatest love story there has ever been. I just love that. And also a buzz so erotic and filled with divine. I just love that, a buzz so erotic. I love that, the wording there. Just an amazing ride all through, you know, the exotic raven hair, just beautiful imagery, and so well worded and so well written here, Gray.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Naomi.
Great comments. And I accidentally told you the wrong title. I think it was supposed to be The Scent of Spring Grass and Not Rain. So, but if you...
I never found it, but I found another one. I was like on page, I don't know, like 50.
Oh
but I found
this by word.
I was looking page by page there, but I never found it. But I found another one of yours, Pam.
Okay.
Dark Water Ripples. It does have, you know, maybe not spring, but it talks about summer. So, and I thought it was beautiful image there. So I put that one up. So I guess you can't read it.
Nope.
So I'll go ahead and read it. Okay, this is called Dark Water Ripples. Dark water ripples, a burst of bubbles rushing. Catch summer's nylon lines casted in a shimmer of sunset, butterfly kisses, cobalt and coral touching the imagination in the soul's response, a flourish of fins lifting like seraphim wings to conquer still depths within the tango. Languid notes are drifting far to tropical lands. End poem.
Thank you for reading
just
that.
Just an amazing, amazing write here, Pam. I just love, you know, all the color in it, all the imagery, and you know it is so sensual. I find that's why I chose it, because I just loved it. And so I'll take comments for you. Diane, what did you think of Pam's write?
Oh, this is a beautiful, amazing haiku chain. I didn't notice it until we were going through it, I'm a sucker. I have a soft spot for 575. It just, I don't know, I just like the style. I like the flow. And Pam, what you put together here is just, and, you know, with the haiku, when you're able to put it together and it makes sense and you have very little use of the and a and stuff like that, and dark water ripples, a burst of bubbles rushing, like the way the flow and the color and the word choice is just a brilliant IQ chain.
Thank you.
So well said there. Just so beautifully written. So with such finesse, I find. And Gray, your thoughts?
It's a deeply evocative poem filled with incredible imagery. You know, you can feel the power of your words as you read them. And, that's not a easy thing to do. So great job, Pam.
Thank you. And wonderful show tonight, everyone. And great show, Naomi. Thank you so much for always being a wonderful co-host. I truly appreciate you. Thank you, Diane and Gray, for calling in and hanging out with us. Thank you, Fill My Eyes, for everything that you do in the background. Truly appreciate you. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And please make sure to keep an eye out on the contest and topic boards put up by our late night poet hosts and hostesses for upcoming shows, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And have a good night, everyone.
Yeah,
good night.
Good night, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Gray. Good night, everybody.
Bye,
Pam. Bye, Phil.